Good evening.
Hey,
would you like to go forward, or do you want to wait as you're the only one?
I'm going to go forward.
Okay. So we're in section 2 of the Zohar commentary on the Sulam from Parashat Vayera. And we're going to start with Pasuk 26. We'll start with the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud kud shabarichu ishkinte bithilu urhimu uthilu uthilu urhimu v'yakta l'shem yudhe bavavhe v'yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael limud Torah mitzvah la'sok Torah mitzvah. Vayino amadunai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei yadeinu kunenei aleinu ma'asei yadeinu kunenehu. Pasuk 26. Bukud shabarichu azel minalam hai mehai kiradikti vayera elav Hashem ve'elonei mamre ze Yaakov Mahu mamre mishum diach bin matan almin be'edem. Wehu kisei amar Rabbi Yitzhak. Mamre begi matria matan utmanin. Wehad hawa matan de'edem. Diktivu matanin. La notrim et brio ut manin v'chadehu kasa ugin kach itkere v'yera elav Hashem be'elonei mamre v'yal shum da nikra mamre. And the Holy One, blessed be He, goes along with Jacob. How do we know this? From the passage where it is written, and Hashem appeared to him by the terebinths of Mamre. This is Jacob, who is called Mamre. So the Holy One, blessed be He, did indeed go with Jacob, and he asked, wherefore is the name Mamre? And he answers, because Jacob inherited 200 worlds in Eden, and he is the throne, because he became the throne of glory. And Rabbi Yitzhak explains, the numerical value of Mamre is 281. So there are 200 of Eden, which Jacob attained, as it is written, and those that guard the fruit thereof, 200. And 81 is the numerical value of Kisei, the throne. Thus, Mamre's numerical value of 281 comes from the 200 worlds of Eden, which is the secret of Chokmah that is called Eden, and from the throne, which is the secret of Chasadim, that clothes Chokmah. For this reason it is said, and Hashem appeared to him by the terebinths of Mamre. And for this reason, Jacob is called Mamre. He includes the aspect of Eden and the aspect of the throne together, which are the secret of Mamre. Hence, and Hashem appeared to him. My commentary. These are not well-known gematriot. Eden is spelled with an ayin, so I am not clear how Jacob arrives at its connection to the number 200. Perhaps someone can determine this and send me an email explanation. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, I thought the 200 had to mean 100 from Abraham and 100 from Isaac, so he was able to move to the middle column.
Okay.
And then I looked up Mamre, and it meant I mean, this is one meaning, causing fatness. And of course, you know, he...
Carving fatness?
Mm-hmm, yes. That's that little old dictionary I have printed in the 1900s.
Yeah, I know the source because you use it quite frequently, and that's fine. But and I would look at it differently, because if you take the first mem, it represents the leading mem is a means that it's from there, and then you have mem resh, which is mar, which is bitter.
Mm-hmm.
And the yud is from my bitterness, was the way I would translate that thing.
Well, it's two different ways. You know, one where you use the letters, and one
right.
where there's a dictionary to it, you know. Which I think
yes.
we're moving away from that, because I think we're seeing more and more breaking up the letters to make up a word.
Correct. At least that's the technique that I've been taught that I use more than
mm-hmm.
looking it up. But looking in the dictionary is appropriate. It's just the source
oh, yeah.
of your dictionary. You always have to know. But
yeah.
that's fine. But I don't even understand the phrase carving fatness. Doesn't make sense to me.
Okay, I don't remember that. Let me look back at it. Well, he certainly caused with his mother when he had to leave, but she never saw him again, and he never saw his mother again either.
Right.
But that I don't think that, I'm not so sure that fits here.
No. In Lech Lecha, it talks about being that Abraham was sitting by the terebinths of Mamre. But, and then it again, Mamre is used in Vayera as well. And that's really what's being explained, trying to be explained. But it's not real clear. The 281 becomes clear, and how that is, it's representing the idea of Eden, which is a connection to Bina, and the statement, the secret of Hakmas, it means Bina. And the throne represents the Zeranpin. So we do understand Jacob's relationship to these things.
Well, it's an idea, too. They reference Shir HaSharim. I'm looking at my card. I got a little index card of numbers, and it's definitely... I have the notation it was in Vayera, Genesis 18:1. It must have been from one of your commentaries because I got page 6. So that's probably yours. Saying what we just said, let me see what's on the back side. This reason is called Mamre. Rabbi Yehuda asks, what is the meaning of by the terrors? It means to say his might, as it is written, by the hands of the mighty one of Yaakov. Okay, the gematria of the five final letters, including the kolel, adding one for having unity, final implies the essence of Mashiach, which will manifest in the final days. The final letters represent the manifestation of the energy of Mashiach. So those were notes I took from one of your writings.
Yes, and it's all correct.
Right, 281.
281 is connected to the final days. It's connected to the final letters, which is 280.
Mm-hmm.
And then with the kolel, it's 281. So all of that is included. So, but it's just not. It's all included. Each part makes sense, but it doesn't really explain the overall unity. And that's maybe it'll come in the next one. Well, let's take a look at Pasuk 27. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Mahu Be'elone, Rabbi Reish Lamed Tupo, Ahidikti Vavir, Yaakov, Wehu Yoshev, Petach Ha'ohel, Ahidikti, Hashem Mi Agur, Be'ah Alecha, Wegomer, Tichom, Ayom Dikiv, Zarcha Lachem, Yire Shemi, Shemesh Tzedaka, Umar Pe Biknafecha. Rabbi Yehuda asks, what is the meaning of by the terebinths? If Mamre is Jacob, why does it say the terebinths of Mamre? And he answers, it meant to say his might, as it is written, by the hands of the mighty one of Jacob. Thus the terebinths of Mamre bears resemblance to the mighty Jacob, because Elonai means mighty and strong, and Mamre is Jacob. The verse, and he sat in the tent door, as it is written, Hashem, who, the Hebrew word is me, shall abide in your tabernacle, or your tent. This means that the tent door is the secret of the illumination of the right column, which is the secret of the covered chasadim. The verse, in the heat of the day, is as written, but to you that fear my name shall the Sun of Righteousness arise with healing in its wings. This refers to the illumination of the left column, and this is the secret of the illumination of Chachma, without Chasadim, which is described as a sun coming out of its sheath, because the light of Chachma does not shine without the sheath of Chasadim, and when it does shine without Chasadim, it burns. According to the secret of the verse, in the heat of the day, is when the wicked are condemned by it, but the righteous are healed by it, because they elevate the mind nukvim, the female waters, and draw down the chasadim in order to clothe chachma. My commentary. I feel this verse is clear due to Rabbi Ashlag's additional commentary. After some contemplation, send me an email if you have any question. If you do not yet fully understand this one, perhaps I do not either. But my thinking is very clear. It's describing the idea of Mayim Nukvim being the action that creates the healing, creates the unity of the Orda Chachma and the Or the Chasadim, so that everything can be revealed. The Or de Chachma is direct light. The Or de Chasadim is represented by revealed light, by
returning.
The Mayim Nufim, it represents the returning light.
I'd like to go back to the verse 26, because I noticed something. I mean, we see Baruch Hu very often, and it's usually translated as blessed be he. But I noticed the first few words, it doesn't say blessed be he. It says, and the Holy One blessed by he. You know, that was a little bit different phrase. Remember last week we had another phrase that was different too than the usual.
I agree. Both of the verses, you know, we can make sense of by looking at their components, but bringing them all together is a difficult process. I'm not really following how everything comes together. Usually when I read a verse and I can see the components, I can also see the overall. But this,
well, you know,
in
when we
case,
say an action
Go ahead.
An action has to be at the right place at the right time with the right kavanah. Well, it's the kavanah that with the mind of being that brings the covering to the sun to bring custody. I think intent is a big part of this at the end of the verse when it's telling us.
You are making sense with what you just said. That does help bring it all into perspective. Because the Mayim Nufim is an action in the physical world by a human being.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what draws down the chasadim in order to clothe the hakmah to the direct light. The Mayim Nufim is the action that creates the returning light, and in that process, it draws the combination of the veiled or the hakmah back down the left column into the physical world, and that is the way to unify all of it.
Mm-hmm.
So it does make sense. It should go on to 28. Give me a little second, just. Amar Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai, Vahahi Yehoshata, Hazel Kudshabrihu, Ugin Tishamin, Avahata, Avraham Vitzak, Dekudshabrihu, Hazel Gabeya, Tavin min Yaakov lemezal imchon ulakdama le'yashelam. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, "All at that time, when the soul is at the stage of the heat of the day, the Holy One, blessed be He, who is there on pin, shares His abundance with the soul." And when the patriarchs, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, heard the Holy One, blessed be He, referring to the entirety of Zeron Pin, moves towards the soul, meaning that the patriarchs are aware that the soul was in the state of the heat of the day and in need of the place of the clothing of Hasadim. They ask Jacob to go with them and welcome the soul in peace. My commentary, In this pasuk, teaching that the tree, the throne of Jacob alone, is related to the passion that the soul feels for the Shekhinah, and thus needs to be cleansed of his passion and his emotions so that he deals with the Shekhinah in a balanced way. Questions, comments, thoughts?
I thought what you said was when you bring the Shekinah into it.
Well, the Shekinah represents Malchut.
I know.
And Zeron, the only one represents Zeron Tin. And so when the soul is in Malchut, when we go to sleep, the soul rises. It's striving to rise up to Zeron Tin.
I read something the other day that said you shouldn't fall asleep with your shoes because your soul won't rise. Because the shoes are attached to the ground. And so don't have covering on your shoes, I guess, you know.
I'm not quite following what you read.
Well, I was trying to think where I read it. I think it was just one of those little quickie daily things from Ralph Ginsburg that you shouldn't sleep with your shoes on. In other words, if you fall asleep at night with your shoes on,
you're going to be kept in the frame of Malchut because your shoes are Malchut.
Mm-hmm.
So that's understandable. Mm-hmm. Same thing applies to your socks.
I don't think personally that I have a good understanding of Zeron Tin. I don't know what I'm missing, but I'm missing something. I just sense it.
Go back to the four phases and understand phase three.
Okay.
That's what you're missing. Phase three is this combination of six emotions. But if you look at the words that are translated, Netzach and Hod, what does eternity have to do with an emotion? And that's where all of your background comes from, you, where you're not feeling good about understanding Zeron Tin, because phase three is, it's really not darkness, but it's relative darkness. The vessels of phase three, all of these six emotions, are created by Bina, the phase two, that says, I want to share. So the desire of the emotions is not for the light. It's for the light that comes from Bina. It's not everything, but it's still tremendous light. But relative to what phase one was, which was the light in the vessel in unity, phase three is dark relative to that. Mm-hmm. But relative to our physical world, our yearning, Phase three is light. If you think of outer space, we don't see outer space. It's dark. Why is it dark? Because the light has to impinge on our retina. It has to impinge on something in the physicality to be observed. But it's still tremendous energy. Even if you could breathe in outer space, you would still be dying because the energy is so intense.
Mm-hmm.
And the Zeron Pin becomes the total relativity state. And at the same time that it's Zeron Pin, meaning it's combined, all five or six emotions are combined. At the same time it's Zeron, called Zeron Pin, it's got all these different components. So Zeron Pin phase three is the first place that you get unity with diversity.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we don't really talk about at length. That's why you don't understand it.
Okay.
You think you're missing something.
Most of the time, the picture that Zion Nefesh, his drawing of, I'm going to call it the glyph, you know, he has those six emotions in a square. Well, I see that in my head a lot. But thank you for what you did.
Okay. Well, we're out of time, so we'll try some more tomorrow.
Okay.
You all have a good evening, and 7 o'clock class will be the Ari's writings.
Okay.
Shalom, Gadol.
Shalom, Gadol.
Shalom. Shalom, thank you.
Thank you.